News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gallagher brothers are landing in Dublin this weekend as Oasis reunion comes to Croke Park for two nights. The band, of course, have already performed sellout shows around the UK. And to tell us what's in store for us here in Dublin is Brendan O'Neill, chief political writer at Spiked and writer for The Spectator, who saw them at Wembley. Good morning to you, Brendan. I am going on Sunday night and I am practically fizzing with excitement. Tell me what it was like at Wembley.
It was amazing. It's honestly the best gig I've ever been to. And I saw Oasis a few times back in the 90s when they were brilliant. It was superb. It was a glorious night. Not only was the music superb, and all the five-star reviews you might have read are absolutely accurate on that, but also it was the atmosphere. It was just a riot of nostalgia. This was thousands upon thousands of, I would say, mostly working-class men and women coming together just to share a special moment away from politics, away from the daily grind, away from the kind of choking atmosphere we sometimes find ourselves living in, cutting loose and having the best night of their lives. It was a really glorious night.
Okay, you're making me even more excited now. The thing about it is they just got banger after banger, don't they? Because even if you don't think you know all the Oasis songs, we all kind of do. They were the backdrop to our youth in the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely right. And they've done something really clever with this tour, which is that they're playing all their classic songs. They're not going for any of the songs that we're not so familiar with or songs from the 2000s, which didn't do so well. This is really all the hits. It's like a hit parade. It's amazing. And it's, you know, it's here in, I don't know what it's like in Ireland. I think it's probably similar. But here in the UK, it's the summer of Oasis. There is a climate of Oasis mania. I mean, the only thing you can compare it to is Beatlemania in the 60s. Everywhere you go in London, you'll see someone in an Oasis t-shirt. People are talking about them constantly. They're in the papers every day. There's a real outpouring of love for these two brothers. They have become national treasures almost despite themselves. And it's just a special moment.
I wonder, are you right in that? Is it just being unabashed sort of happiness being part of this? Is that kind of an antidote to, there's a lot of misery in the world, a lot of conflict, a lot of hate, a lot of culture wars, a lot of all that. I wonder, is this just a joyous riot of fun and people kind of just want that now?
Yes, I think so, because it really reminds us of the 90s. And even for the kids at the Wembley gig, there were loads of young people who were not remotely born in the 1990s. But even for them, it reminds them of a decade that was a bit more simple, a bit more straightforward. You know, there wasn't the culture wars that we have now. There wasn't the kind of stiff rules around what you can say and how you must behave. There wasn't that kind of cancel culture or the policing of speech, all those things everyone is familiar with today. There was none of that in the 90s. People were much more relaxed. We were just singing along to cigarettes and alcohol, getting drunk and doing our thing. And it's a return to that. And at Wembley Stadium, strangers were throwing their arms around each other. Everyone was talking to each other at the bar. People were saying, what's your favorite song? What are you most looking forward to? Even I found myself getting swept up in this moment of just...
Even you, Fred. But you know what? I was just thinking when you were saying that about the 90s. Of course, the 90s was a moment. It was New Labour. It was Britpop. It was all that. Britain had a moment in the 90s too. I imagine, like, even more so than here, there probably is nostalgia for that time.
Yeah, cool. You know, it was Cool Britannia. It was Liam Gallagher on the front of Vanity Fair with Patsy Kensit. It was Britpop, of course. And it was Tony Blair, who turned out not to be as good as people thought he would be. But the 90s was a moment of positivity. You know, we'd kicked out the Tories after a long, long time in office. There was an expectation of something new, something different, Britain rediscovering itself. And today, you know, Britain is pretty down on itself. We're kind of doomerist at the moment. We think London's gone to pot. We think the whole country's in a state. That can be exaggerated, I think, but that is how people feel. So to have this reminder of a band and a decade where things felt more special and more interesting and where we had a bit more pride, that's wonderful. And I truly believe, because the Gallaghers come from the Mancunian Irish working class, I have no doubt they will bring that to Ireland as well.
We are absolutely, like myself and my co-host Shane are sitting here, we're wearing Bohemians at one of our League of Ireland football clubs, and they have brought out an Oasis shirt. We're both both sitting here in our Oasis shirts, and we are really excited. Thank you, Brendan, for coming on. I'm more excited even than I was. That is Brendan O'Neill, their chief political writer at Spiked and writer for The Spectator. I'm fizzing.
Yeah, there is the Oasis blur. 90s battle is being revisited. Cahill says, Ciara, Oasis are a glorified sing-along karaoke band. I'm a Blur fan, Cahill says.
Bah, humbug and sour grapes from the Blur fans today. We don't care. We don't care. It is going to be cigarettes and alcohol. The great
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.